Drive time with Johnny, meeting monks, as we do once a month on the programme, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Namo Buddhaya, Johnny.
Lovely to see you. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
And it's getting warmer, it's getting brighter.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah, it's today Sri Lankan people celebrate the New Year. And it's not the Buddhist way, but even it has come as a traditional and cultural thing. And Sri Lankan people and Thailand people sometimes, this is celebrating today as a New Year. And on that way, I wish you all the Sri Lankan communities, those who celebrate the New Year, as a Happy New Year.
We want to talk about, well, I call it karma. You spell it slightly different and call it, is it kama? Yeah. But it's something that we often talk about, isn't it? It's, what is the meaning to you of karma?
That's a good question, Johnny. Right. And kama, it's kama. The original word is kama. And also it's called, say, the karma. Kama and the kama, both the same. The Buddha said about the kama, and he explained, vividly he has explained about the kama. And once the Buddha said, beings are the owners of their actions. The actions, karma in the sense, actions or deeds. The beings are the owners of their karma or actions. They are heirs of the actions, Buddha said. And also, they originate from their actions and bound to their actions or karma. An action, you know, here, actions, so whatever actions they do, good or bad, they deserve its result. They are the owner of these results. So this is how the Buddha explained. In the sense, when we explain further, the karma is the deed. It is divided into two, good or bad. If somebody is doing something good for the world with the intention of good, and that is belong to the good karma, and something, if somebody does bad things, you know, bad deeds, practicing criminal and many bad things, that is belong to the bad karma.
So that's why there's such a focus on doing good things and helping other people, because it affects you, doesn't it?
Of course. And the Buddha said about this karma, right? Once he explained in Chula Karma Vibhanga, is a Pali name, and he said in this discourse, he said that, you know, the sentient beings are the owner of their deeds, and heir to their deeds. Deeds are their womb, that's meaning they generate because of the deeds, right, and all these, and they are relative. It is their relative, that their karma is their refuge. On that way, Buddha said. And also, Buddha said, take some woman or a man who kills living beings, right, living creatures in this world, and they are violent. Suppose that someone is there killing, practicing killing beings, and violence, and they are bloody-handed, right? And they do many criminal things, right? Killing living beings and all. Because of undertaking such deeds, when their body breaks up or after they die, they will reborn in the hell as a result. That is a bad karma, what they have committed. As a result, they will reborn in the bad destinations, like hell. Right, after suffering for a long time in the hell, if they come to the human world, if they again reborn in the human world, their lifespan is short, right? Yeah. That is the result they are getting, right? You know, in the modern world, many sophisticated instruments are there, the technology is high, and also the doctors, skillful doctors are available. But even then, people, when they get, when some people, when they are young in age, they die. and some of in their middle age, or sometimes people live for a long time, right? And the lifespan, if somebody committed killing beings, the result they gain is their lifespan is short. It happens because of the previous karma, previous action in a previous life.
Is there any way that you can make up for your bad things you've done before? So if you're a really bad person, you're a criminal, you were violent, and there's lots of bad karma, and you know you're now you've been reborn, and you're saying you could die really young and have an awful. Is there any way you can change that? You can make it more positive, make it good karma for yourself.
Of course. It's a really good question, Johnny. So if someone has done many criminal things, he has indulged in many things, and there is a opportunity to stop him all these actions, right? And when he stop all the criminal and the bad karma, bad actions, and he can develop it, he can change his mind, you know, if he believe this karma, and he could stop all these, he could stop suddenly all these actions, and he could develop abstaining from killing beings, right? Helping others and practicing good deeds all the times. On that way, someone practice, and then he can overcome from all these, and he again generate a karma, a deed to live for a long time. Especially, this is really important. Someone who needs to change his life into good way, good manner, protecting five precepts. The other days also we discussed about that. First precepts, you know, as a rule, if somebody, he himself should observe it and undertake all these. What are these? Abstaining from killing beings. So it's easy, right? And interesting. And then when he think and when he recollect that I have already stopped killing even a simple, a tiny creature, an insect, I don't kill on that way. When he thinks on that way, he feels happiness in his mind. He arouses his inner happiness. And the second one, abstaining from stealing, right? Abstaining from sexual misconduct, the third one. Abstaining from telling lies, the fourth one, and abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. Those five precepts, if somebody can undertake those five precepts, he can lead a better life and happy life. And Buddha said, no need to regret whatever we have done. And if you have stopped already the bad deeds, bad actions, then from that time you would be a good one.
That's good karma.
Then you generate from that point. We all generate good karma. That would lead us to be a happy life. As a result, one can live a long life. Right.
And there's so many influences on us.
Yeah.
How can they affect our karma?
Yeah, definitely. So there are many influences, right? Among them, we need to practice good deeds. You know, suppose that once the Buddha said about this killing beings, right? And sometimes people or the beings, they are doing, you know, hurting others habitually. And take some man or a woman who habitually hurts living creatures with a fist, stone, rod or sword. Somebody hurts living creatures because of undertaking such deeds, right? After they die, after the death, they are reborn in a place of loss, in a plane of misery or hell. And after they come, after a long time suffering in that places, if they happen to come to the human world, they are sickly, right? On that way, that influence come, you know, whatever the things are, that person can be changed on that way. If he believe, if she or he believes these things, they could little by little develop in wholesome their life.
Mm-hmm.
And they could abandon unwholesome in their lives.
And I suppose this is the sort of thing we might discuss at one of the sessions at the monastery. I know you have your Saturday sessions
in
the afternoons, but there's a new session. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we have, you know, we have a new meditation session. It is on every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., 6:30 to 7:30, completely silent meditation. It's really interesting. Many local people gather there and practice it. And completely 1 hour they practice. In that class, we don't teach how to do and all. They can come and do practicing and doing. Saturday class, 4:30, in that class, we teach how to develop the meditation and also what are the hindrances for the meditator and how we can develop our mind on that way. All the things you can come and discuss with the Buddhist monk and learn and practice on that way.
And we must thank Essex Police.
Of course. We should thank the Essex Police Station. And especially Mr. Daniel and Mrs. Kylie, and they help us to make this program success and all the times, and they organize all, and we should thank for them.
Great. Okay, and just remind me how I should say goodbye. How do I
say Namo Buddhaya?
Namo Buddhaya.
Yeah, this is how we, you know, usually the Buddhist people. And we all say Namo Buddhaya before we, we greeting that Namo Buddhaya. This is a Buddhist way, and that's meaning my homage, my respect to the Buddha. On that way we greet each other. And when I start this program, at the very beginning I said Namo Buddhaya on that way.
And we say it at the end as well, Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Buddhaya.